There's something, though, that's real, my babies. There's something, though, that's not a joke. And it's how much I will never eat Sabra hummus again. Why? Because of their fucking commercial. Now, I always say this here. There should be no bad commercials, period. There shouldn't be bad commercials. Do you know why? They're 30 seconds. Do you know why? 30 seconds of content should be fucking easy. Even if you're trying to get a message across and you're trying to take people's money. Okay, Kleenex, or whatever the fuck it is. I saw, this is all like just the whole culture, or I don't even want to use that word. The whole Super Bowl commercial, it's just people who say they watch Super Bowl just for the commercials are the most boring people in the whole fucking universe, all right? Because do you know what? The commercials in the Super Bowl, they fucking suck, all right? Maybe there's two funny ones every 3 years, but like they're not that good. All right. Also, if they're that good, they should always all be that good. Every commercial ever. So really, you're just being a CUDA thinking they're good because they think they have to be that good. Commercials are so easy. Dude, the most famous commercials of all time that have been spanning time. We're spanning time. Remember that in fucking Buffalo 66? We're going to span time. One of the greatest movies ever. Asked him for a photo once, and he said, I'd rather not. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a fucking weirdo. It's all good. And, you know, these Super Bowl commercials, they pump so much money into it, and they're just so bad, all right? And I'm not hating, but, you know, it's like, get it together, be better. They're all glossy and shit. This Sabra hummus commercial just takes the fucking cake. Okay? First of all, the catchphrase is, America, how do you muss? All right. You're trying to make a fucking thing. You're trying to make a catchphrase. Now, this comes from your boy. Kengo catchphrases? I don't try to make these catchphrases. I don't. They pop off when they pop off. I let them fucking speak to me. Okay? I put out in the world whatever I fucking talk about, it's bullshit. And when somebody says, yeah, I'm a baby, I say, oh, that seemed to work. So now, y'all are my babies, okay? When I tell you life rips, and then when it goes viral on Instagram, the clip about me talking about how life rips, I realize it's an idea, all right? And that's how we promote the life rips culture. And even if you got bit in the face by a dog, life still rips, all right? And all of a sudden, yeah, now, Natch, making bags off it. But that's how you do it. You let the people gravitate towards you. You don't shove a saying or some muss in people's face. Okay? So Sabra Hummus got all these fucking suits in a room and decided, well, we need a catchphrase. How about we shorten hummus to muss? And then we make it like it's a fucking verb. How do you muss? Now, instant. BRM. My BRM meter is at an all-time high. Now, for those of you that don't know what BRM is, it's blood red mad. Okay? It's rising. Why am I seeing red? Because the blood's up to Heger. All right? So, they made a commercial. How do you muss? And it's got, now I'm a fan of some of these people and I've met some of these people and they're nice people, but they put everybody that's like viral or in a meme or famous for something either 50 years ago or 20 years ago or for something that lasted 3 days, 8 months ago in this commercial. And it is just so fucking what it is that I want to shit all over the place and leave it there for 35 minutes. And guess what, Sabra? That's how I muss. Okay? How do you muss? Oh, well, what I do? Shit in my pants and leave it there for 35 minutes and don't clean it up. What are you doing, Chris? It smells. I'm mussing. All right? So, dude, this is the commercial, and this is, I don't even know who some of these people are. Some of these people I like.
America, how do you muss?
Okay, that's that guy, that wrestler guy. What's his name? Ric Flair. Cool. Ric Flair, great. You're back in the culture because of fucking, the Three Migos. I'm going to call them the Three Migos from now on. Is that why they're the fucking, is that what it's supposed to be? Amigos? Dude, you're the Three Migos, man. Get some fucking Mexican hats or whatever they are. Sombreros. The Three Migos. You are the Three Migos. You're the Three Migos, dude. Dude, I figured this stuff out. So anyway, America, how do you must? This guy's back like he's Count Dracula. Look it. Could he be more?
This is how I must.
Could he be more Count Dracula?
America, how do you must?
Count Dracula. All good, Count Dracula. America, how do you must? And he just fucking DDTs someone.
So
dude, wrestlers, you know? Now, there's this chick who I don't know who it is, but she's laying like she's Nicki Minaj, and she's got everything's yellow, and she's...
This is how we must.
Then two people that are maybe trans, I don't know, am I in trouble now? But they're mussing. Because you got to get everybody mussing, dude. If they only had white people mussing, or God forbid, white, straight white males mussing, then their whole thing would be like, well, wow. Sabra, you're canceled because of mussin. Everyone, mussin is for everyone. Dude, I guarantee, wow, that would truly be what happened. They'd be like, mussin is for everyone, this is bullshit. And I'd be shitting in my pants, leaving it there. And I, even though I'd be the straight white male, I'd be like, this is how I'm mussin. And I'm a straight white male.
This is how I muss.
Now that's T-Pain, obviously. Now, of course, that's sad. Okay? Of course, that's sad. Okay? Why? Because you know T-Pain went bankrupt. And if you don't know, you still think about it for a little bit and you think, well, of course he did, though. So I do secretly know, even though I never read that. And that's also the truth because he bought houses and all these cars. Okay? Then, now I like all these guys. I like T-Pain's music. I like the next guy. The guy who plays Steve Urkel, Jaleel White? Yeah. I like this guy. Okay? But of course he's in this. Okay?
You must.
I'm a celery.
Okay, now, Amanda Cerny. It's Cerny, right? Yes, I know that. Like her, too. I love her business sense. She kills it. It's inspiring. But of course she's in this. Then there's a guy that looks like fucking Tim Robbins. That's not Tim Robbins. Don't know who this guy is. But he's mussing a pretzel.
Pretzels.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, and explosion. And explosion. And explosion. These fucking suits in this goddamn fucking thing. A bunch of dudes just, what about okay, boomer? We got to add that. And explosion! Dude, are you fucking shitting me, man? You're gonna give a phrase that's got 8 days fucking keeping the internet on fire fucking 3 months ago, and now it's in this commercial with this fucking chick. Who is this? I don't even know. And then she puts a whole carrot in there with the fucking leaf on it on the end. Like, goddamn, go fuck yourself. What is she, a fucking sociopath? She's got the whole carrot in there with the leaf on the end like she's Bugs Bunny, dude. And then she says, okay, boomer, and then body rolls. And explosion! Dude, BRM meter is an all-time high, man. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? I want to take everybody from Sabra Hummus, dude, and I want to just take them out to dinner in a beautiful, and I want the dinner to last, and I want him to sleep over. I don't want there to be any sex involved. I want to be hanging out. I want to wake up, and I want to go to breakfast with him, and I want to be having a great time. And then, dude, I want to go get mimosas with him, and then I want to fucking have a little siesta and have some lunch, and then I want to take some muss out, and I want to fucking put a spread out with all of the fucking things, the pretzels, the carrots, and all the shit, and then I want to fucking take him back to my veranda at fucking 4:30 p.m., and bro, and just lay him the fuck out, dude. And be like, that's how I must. Come on, dude. Okay, boomer. No, dude. Everyone on the fucking thing under it. Okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer. Dude, that's, hey, you know what, dude?
It's not funny. Also, it's been around. Boomer is a thing that has been around for so long. And now, just because, we're all going to say, okay, boomer, no. By the way, the commercial is 15% through.
Así es como yo.
Now, we had to make it appeal to the you know, to other, to everyone else besides whites. So you've got this girl that just is pouring fucking stuff, hot sauce in it, which is so racist, okay? She's, you got the fucking brown lady with the hot sauce. Oh, the okay boomer guy is the boomer assassin. Oh, so it's clever, okay? Oh, so it's clever. Oh, and we can get boomer assassin. And they say, well, how do you know we can get boomer assassin? Well, because he's not doing anything now. Oh, man, these Super Bowl commercials. Okay. So then, by the way, I know you're watching this, fucking people at Sabra, because this podcast's too big. Every time I fucking mention something, I get tweets. They're going to send me a package of Sabra Amis, and I'm going to have to fucking roll around in it. There's a dog, I Must Pizza, in subtitles. Just, and then there's this kid, who definitely is on TikTok. I don't know who this fucking kid in all the yellow is, but he's definitely on TikTok. He's gaming.
Bananas.
Yo, bro, no, you don't. Don't lie.
Bananas. Bananas.
Muspa.
Oh, and the Asian with the crab. Bro, why is this so racist? And then you got the Chester Cheetos guy. Then this magician guy, which is like, it's like he's doing his magic shit, but really it doesn't count if it's a fucking commercial because you're just using special effects. He's not doing it. They did it with Sabra, the Sabra people. Back to T-Pain.
And the winner is?
With the beef jerky, which is S-racist.
Spicy. This is a five-star tip.
Sassy.
Jerky!
This is how we must.
Sabra hummus! Woo!
That.
America, how do you must?
Dracula.
This is how we must.
Fucking Dracula, dude. Jerky! You know, whose goddamn idea was that? Whose fucking shit-ass idea was it to have T-Pain sing Jerky at the end of the song? Also, how much is that song a fucking GarageBand beat? They didn't even pay for it because they spent so much. They spent so much money, dude, that they're like, we don't have any budget left for a song. And they'd be like, well, GarageBand was popular in 1999.
I must celery.
I must pretzels.
Okay, boomer.
I see.
That girl's actually kind of cute how she does that. I can't hate. But also, no. Oh, God. Dude, I want to be in that commercial for real. And I want them to cut to me and be like, I don't fucking must. Or me just with pants on and shit leaking out of the fucking ankles. And with a bunch of Sabra hummus all around. And my feet are in it. And I just go like this. And I go like this. This is how I must. I don't. And then it cuts. And Boomer Esiason dipping a football in it. This is how I must. Just gets more and more crazy. And then me. Okay, Boomer. This is how I must. I'm leaking. Bro. If I see Sabra Hummus around, I'm fucking putting my balls in it.